My name's Steve Morris. I'm the vicar at St Cuthbert's, North Wembley. I found my faith really quite late in life, into my 40s. Before that, I'd been a writer and I ran a brand agency, so I was into that kind of creative stuff. But I suppose even though my work was going well, and even though I loved being a writer, I loved being a dad, I loved being a husband, I really wasn't a particularly happy person. I was quite dissatisfied. And at times, I had some really low and difficult periods in my life. And I certainly got into my early 40s with some big questions. What's life all about? Was one of them. That was really sharpened for me by my wife having a brain hemorrhage while running the London Marathon. She'd got to 17 miles and she collapsed. I had a terrible premonition that day that was going to happen. Terrible, terrible sense of foreboding. And she was very, very ill. And for about a year, she had to lay down. And it was just so difficult. I was trying to run the business. I had my little kids and my beloved wife. And I'd really got to a point of utter desperation, really. My own mental health was suffering. And a teacher at one of my children's schools spoke to my wife and said, "Why don't you come to church?" It was just an offer. And my wife went to church. It was a Pentecostal charismatic church set up by South Africans in the medical school at one of the London hospitals. And she came back after that service, and she's a very level-headed kind of person, but she was really excited. She said, "Steve, you must come along." I was very resistant. I remember saying to her, "I'll only come if nothing changes." And begrudgingly, I dragged myself off to this church, thinking, what a load of clap-happy nonsense this is. Oh boy. After about 3 weeks, one day, the pastor there, his name was Wolfie, just did a wonderful sermon and there was some music, and he said, "You know what, if you just feel that it's the time, why don't you just ask if God's there?" And I did that. I closed my eyes and I just said, "God, I've been wondering about you all these years. I'm in a right old pickle. If you're there, I want to know. And if you're not, that's fine." And I was so flooded by a sense of love and acceptance. It was a feeling I'll never forget. And that day, really, the great journey began for me. I kept going to church. I had more of this sense of God's presence. But I was concerned that it was just a psychological response to sadness and depression. So I went off and I studied in Oxford for a year with a fellow called Alistair McGrath. And what I did was I studied three things, was suffering, science, and faith. And at the end of that year, I really realized that in my mind, as well as in my heart, I believe this. I believed in this Jesus. And actually, it was a respectable intellectual thing to do. That actually this worldview, my Christian worldview, made much more sense than the atheist's worldview I'd had before. It wasn't just a case of an emotion or a holy experience, but an utter revolution of everything about me. Now, I'm not saying it's been easy. I do have my down days, and sometimes I can be too critical of myself. But I am a completely different person to the one I was before. I gave away my brand agency to the people who work for me. I retrained as a vicar, and I was supported very much by the Bishop of Willesden, who saw something in me and supported me and helped me. And now I'm a parish priest at St Cuthbert's, North Wembley, right on the fringes of London. It's not an easy parish, but it's a wonderful parish. And I spend my day with people. I don't write ad copy. But you know, I wouldn't change anything for the entire world. And one thing I know, and I know it absolutely, is that God is real. And he's closer than I ever imagined. And I'm so grateful to him. Interestingly, my family followed along. My father became a Christian. He had motor neurone. And just in the last few months of his life, we talked together, and then we prayed, and that was wonderful. We were reconciled, my mum and my friends, and it's just been the most amazing adventure, and I'd commend it to anyone. But you know, I learned so much from my years of not being a Christian, and I wouldn't change any of that either.